Alrighty. I'm just going to jump right in. Ready?
Great, yeah.
98.1 KZE in the studio with me. Delighted to welcome back our good friend Dylan Doyle. It's been a little while. It's been like almost a year.
Really? Really? Maybe? Oh, wow. Right? Wow. Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, I don't know. Last time we talked, you said I had just moved into my house. So yeah, not quite a year.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And now you're back. You got a new EP on the way.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. A solo acoustic EP. So we've got 4 new tracks. And then on the CD pressing I have, which is just a limited 100 pressing, re-releasing an old acoustic track.
Awesome. Have you done a solo acoustic EP before?
No, I have never done.
What inspired you to take the leap?
I had a lot of songs that I had written that didn't really necessarily fit with a band.
I feel like any song can fit with a band. What was it about these ones that you were like, nah, just me?
I don't know. They just felt too busy with the what I wanted to do with the guitar. Mm-hmm. And they just seemed, in concept, that they sat better in like a folk style than a full band production style.
Dylan Doyle folk moment.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I grew up on folk music, so you know, it's a bit of like a coming home that I never really show in my music. And then I did a solo tour in December. I did 2 weeks on the road by myself, just playing a bunch of gigs around the country. I was like, I should put this music out, because we had it almost as demos.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not that I'm anything like Bruce Springsteen, but it's almost like the Nebraska thing, where it's like, let's just put the demos out. The demos sound cool.
Yeah.
So
you enjoyed the solo tour? You weren't lonely and bored?
I enjoyed it very much. I never want to do it again, though.
Really?
Yeah. It was a time and a place, but the thought of doing that again, to be put back in that place would be difficult.
Were you completely on your own for the tour, or did you have anybody with you?
No, I was by myself.
Yeah.
Yeah. I stayed with some family for a couple nights, mm-hmm. Which was really cool. But yeah, one of the nights it was during the day it was -24.
Oh my gosh. Where were you?
Minnesota, like Ooh. Northern Minnesota. I was like an hour and a half south of Winnipeg, Canada.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was frigid. It was so cold. But
did you have gear for such temperatures?
No.
Yeah.
No, they were joking. I was like, yeah, yeah. I finished the gig and they're like, all right, we're going to, why don't you come join us at the bar and restaurant down the street? And I was like, cool, I'm just going to go park my car at the hotel and then I'll walk. They're like, what do you mean you're going to walk? I was like, no, I got winter survival gear. And they're like, what's your winter survival gear? I was like, well, I got these like Adidas, I got 2 pairs of socks on. And yeah, they wouldn't. It was really
not
nice.
Not going to cut it.
They wouldn't let me. And I'm glad they didn't, because it was so cold. They took a bottle, like a bucket of water to show me, and froze in the air.
Did it really?
Yeah, I was like, wow.
I've never seen that in person.
I always thought it was a gimmick. Yeah. It's real. It's real. It was like -40 at night. It was so cold.
They're like, oh, you're going to walk to the restaurant? Watch this.
Yeah, and I was like, whoa. Yeah, it was after the restaurant, you know. Yeah.
Like, this is what would have happened to your blood.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was so cold.
But yeah, traveling alone is, I like it.
Yeah, me too.
In mediation, small doses.
I like
moderation
it.
Is the I like word I'm it. Looking for.
I like it when it's not in the country. Like, yeah. I love traveling in the U.S., but it sometimes, like, there's not much food options like in the Midwest driving, and then you're eating alone, like eating at a diner, Midwest diner, or a Chili's something alone.
Kind of a bummer.
It's a bummer. Yeah. 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 And, I mean, I wasn't bummed. I was enjoying that aspect of it, but yeah, I like driving alone a lot, but by car in the United States our roads are really straight.
Yeah.
You know,
not a lot of variety, but this did lead to a good thing. This led to the solo acoustic EP.
Totally.
And we are going to hear some songs on Saturday.
That's right. At the Lemon Squeeze. Yeah.
Good old Lemon Squeeze.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're releasing the show there. And I think it's their, it's not their first show of the year, but they just did a bunch of changes over there, which is really cool. So excited to see how that all.
And are you going to be solo acoustic at the Squeeze on Saturday?
No, I have my band, but I'm going to do the EP. The songs on the EP, so I'll start the show acoustic.
Oh, cool!
And then we'll get electric. And we've got our good friend Kate Squire. She's gonna join us for a couple tunes as well.
Awesome, awesome. Yeah, this is at the Lemon Squeeze in New Paltz. Dylan Doyle. It's the EP release show on Saturday.
That's right.
And also just a full on band show.
Band show, yeah.
Come out, dance, have a good time. Do you know what time things kick off?
8:00.
8:00. And the Lemon Squeeze newpaltz.com for details. I ask what the name of the EP is?
Love Letters.
Love Letters. Nice.
Yeah.
To anybody in particular?
I mean they're all different, you know. Yeah. I've been writing those songs for many years, so it's, you know, I feel like they're all four different heartbreaks.
Cool. So it's kind of a concept album.
In some ways, yeah. Yeah. I get, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to roll with that. You heard it here first.
So what are we going to hear on the radio today? Are you going to play one of these songs or?
Yeah, I'm going to play a song I wrote called, that's on this album or EP called If I Give You My Heart.